And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
And we are very fortunate that this is great for me because they're one of my favorites.
Big fan. You're gonna fanboy.
I'm a little excited right now. Tyler Stewart is the drummer for Bare Naked Ladies, and he joins us on the phone this morning on the show. Hey, Tyler, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, very good, man. Thank you so much.
How's it going, Jen?
Good. Well, we're all in the same club with you because you've got three daughters, right? I've got two daughters. Brian's got a daughter. It's all girls around here.
Yep.
All girls all the time. Yeah, I think it's some sort of divine payback for me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hey, you like girls, do you? Okay, how about a whole houseful of them for the rest of your life? And also, I guess for me, it's balance, right? Being in a band with, you know, three other guys, and usually the crew is mostly male, so it's a little bit of boy island. So there's only so much farting, burping, and, you know, hockey talk you can get in one day. So got to come home and keep it real. Although my girls, I'll tell you, they can give a lot of guys runs for the farting, burping, hockey talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure. No, I'm
with pretty
you.
Good at it.
We are chatting with Tyler Stewart today from the band Bare Naked Ladies, playing the Rock the Ribbon show at the Midland Theater for Susan G. Komen, Greater Kansas City. And, you know, I was going to say, Tyler, because doing the research on you, we joke about having a house full of women and being surrounded by women. But, of course, Susan G. Komen, a great organization that's helping women get breast cancer screenings and, you know, advancing really the cause of screenings and breast cancer awareness. And then I've also read that you have done a lot of work in Canada with getting women to play hockey, getting girls to play hockey. So I think people can look to you guys for really advancing the ladies' cause there.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, we named our band Bare Naked Ladies, and we're a bunch of men. But that's, you know, that's a small small perspective. But, we're all affected by cancer. And particularly in our band, our keyboard and guitar player, Kevin Hearn, is a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned so much, and I guess conversely, we all learned through him how many people are affected by cancer. Because people come up to him at every show we do, every appearance, and say, hey, you know, I'm a survivor too, or I lost my mom to cancer. And, you know, Kevin was a real symbol of courage and success for them, and it's an honor, you know, to see him navigate through all, you know, the cancer treatment and the survival and all that stuff, but also how he relates to people, other survivors. And Susan G. Komen, what a great organization for that. I mean, not only providing support and care, but also raising funds for treatment and research. And so Bare Naked Ladies, you know, we have no problem getting on board with that kind of thing. And also, you know, ultimately, it gives us all an excuse for a few minutes to talk about breasts.
Right.
And who doesn't love breasts?
Right. We all do. Yes, you betcha. And that's why we need to save them. That's why people need to get screened.
Absolutely.
So there we go. That's really good.
Yeah.
To circle back to the feeling old part, one of my prized possessions of my musical vault at home is the yellow tape, which is one of the first things I bought when eBay came around. I looked it up and was able to buy it off of somebody.
Amazing. That cassette, for those of you under 30 listening today, a cassette is a small plastic thing that contains two reels of tape that once went over magnetic heads and played music. You find an example of such at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington. That first cassette was an incredible thing for us. We started selling it off the stage during our live shows. You know, we'd play like two sets and at a university or something, and in between, you know, we'd all have a box of tapes, and people would come up to us, and, you know, we'd sell them that way, and eventually we got it into stores, and lo and behold, it became one of the best-selling recordings in this country for a little while. It was outselling U2 and Madonna at one point for about 2 months in 1991, which is absolutely crazy. But hey, you got a copy. That's good. Hold on to that. I think it's worth at least twice its original value.
Right, which I don't know. I can't even remember to this day what I bought it for. It was, like I said, it was the first time I'd ever used eBay, really. And I was just going through stuff, and I said, now that I have the world at my fingertips, that people can sell stuff from their basements online. What do I want to buy? And for some reason, the yellow tape is what struck me. So that was good. I got a copy of that, and I'll treasure that forever. So for some reason...
Oh, we thank you.
Well, you didn't probably see any money off of that, so I do apologize for that. But I have been to many
like
of your shows.
Music business.
Right. Another. I was going to ask you too. For some reason, I remember a documentary that you guys had done. It was just like one of those rock documentaries that they do, like a behind the music or something like that. And Ed tells a story about when you guys realized for the first time, or were told the first time, that you went to number one. And it seems to me like you were playing a Horde Fest or something in like very hot Oklahoma. Do you remember a story like that by any chance?
Yeah, well, that was during the Horde tour because it was 1 week, and which was our only number one hit single, and oddly enough, it was on the charts for 1 week or at number one. It was on the charts for a long time, but in the position of number one. I think we were driving to a show on Horde, and some van where the like air conditioning had broken down or something, and we didn't care. We rolled down the windows and screamed and hooted and hollered all the way to the gig because, you know, when you get a number one single, things are pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bad.
I just remember that as being a good story. So, hey, man, we're looking forward to the show. We appreciate you guys taking the time to chat with us this morning, and all the best to you.
Hey, man, thanks very much. Hey, cheers. In the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled
me. I still got the rug burns on both my knees. This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.